This is Ifia Wangaza, the chair of the Pacifica National Board's Affiliates Task Force, calling to order the meeting of November 12th, 2009. If we could begin with, rather than simply calling the list of the people who are assigned to this task force, we could just identify ourselves and our stations and as a form of calling the roll. Beginning with myself, Ifia Wangaza, WMXT LP, Greenville, South Carolina.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hello?
Your name and station?
Hello?
Can you hear us? But, I mean, we can hear you. You can't hear us? Nia? Next person?
This is Dina Colbert from WBAI.
Thank Chandra Hauptman from KPFA.
Thank you, Chandra.
You're welcome.
Ursula Rudenberg in New York. Affiliates coordinator.
Did someone else come on?
Yeah, that was me, Ifia. I couldn't hear you guys there for a minute.
Yeah.
Okay. Were you guys able to hear me?
Yes, we could. But we're identifying ourselves and our station.
Oh, I'm so cool. I'm so sorry. Sorry.
Go ahead. It's your turn.
This is Nia Bediako from WBAI. Sorry for the interruption.
No problem.
This is Teresa Allen, KPFT.
Is there anyone who's not identified him or herself? Okay.
Madam Chair, I'm a little bit confused because am I correct in saying that Brian Sherman is not on the call and Alonzo Brown is not on the call?
They didn't identify themselves, and that's what we're using as a form of roll call.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, Madam Chair, but I mean, I couldn't forget who had said it, who was talking in advance of us starting, so I got confused. So, Hauptman, Wanzala, is Wanzala on?
No.
Wanzala's not on. Okay. So, it's Hauptman, Bediako, Allen, Wangaza, Colbert, and Rudenberg.
We can make those kinds of corrections when the minutes are submitted, rather than repeating that after each transaction. I don't have the agenda, the template in front of me. So could you give us the next item on it, please, Madam Secretary?
After roll call is approval of agenda, then approval of minutes, report from the chair, report from the affiliate coordinator, old business, new business, adjourn.
Thank you. Is there anything that anyone wants to add to that template? Anything specific?
Afia, you had asked that
I give a report on the portal project. Do you want to make that a separate agenda item or part of my report?
Part of your report, please.
Okay.
Is there anything else?
Madam Chair, several months ago, we had a subcommittee that met together, and we called it PNB/Affiliate Communication Institutionalizing Relationship of Affiliates/Staff/Affiliate Directors. And I have sent to the task force a proposal as to how we will address task force members, structure, and responsibilities. And it is labeled, like, I think it just says affiliate task force on it. So I'd like to at least get it on the agenda. This several meetings ago, we started this discussion, and the chair asked that it be postponed. And so if we can't discuss, maybe we would like to maybe start the discussion of this tonight and maybe approve it at our next meeting. So,
well, there may be some people on the call who are prepared to discuss it. I haven't even seen it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not. It doesn't take very long, but the item, the actual item, the report of the subcommittee should be on the agenda.
Is there any reason that it shouldn't go into new business?
If you want to put it under new business, but last month we had it under old business. It was old business part B.
I don't see any reason to move it then, unless someone else thinks that we should. I just assume leave it there.
Okay.
But again, I, you know, how I don't see how we can have meaningful discussion about it without everybody having having read it.
I can appreciate that, Madam Chair, but it is on the agenda that we will discuss PNB affiliate communication, and I'm sorry for the delay in getting this out. I've worked on it very hard. And I'm sending it out. We can discuss some parts of it, and we can vote on it in December if you like. But I would suggest that we start the discussion today. And it should be on the agenda under old business. Using your template, you're not asking me to specifically. I don't think you want me to make the decisions about what's on the business. But this was old business that wasn't finished at the last meeting. You asked that it be postponed.
Okay. I'm trying to. You said that you sent out the minutes from the last meeting a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm. There are two sets of minutes that have been sent out.
You send them?
15 minutes ago.
Because I haven't received anything.
Well, they are dated September 9th and October 8th.
No, I know. I'm just saying it hasn't come through yet.
Well, you remember last meeting there was an error, and I think...
Yeah, no, I'm not. I think we should discuss it. I'm just saying it hasn't come through yet.
I'm sure. Well, we can either postpone approving those minutes, or we can... refresh our screens and approve them again. They are the minutes from September 11th, which everyone received, and they are the minutes from October 8th of 09, which are very, very brief. September 11th of 0. Don't tell me I said that again. Don't tell me I sent the wrong one again.
Yeah.
I don't think I sent the. Well, I sent them out again. I'm sorry. Let me tell you which ones they are, because I just sent them again.
Well, I'm taking exception to us to approving minutes that we haven't even gotten yet.
I can appreciate that.
So
they're dated. The minutes that were sent to you were dated September 10th of 09, and October 8th of 09.
I don't have them.
I got some on October 13th.
I sent it out. It is to the affiliate task force. Its subject is Affiliate Task Force 1112 of 09. It is the agenda for tonight, and it includes those 2 minutes as attachments.
Yeah, it's
okay, well,
actually it's on the agenda from 10:15. It's under old business, and it's part B. It's the PNB affiliate communication, institutionalizing relationship of affiliates, staff, affiliate directors. That's where it was listed.
Madam Chair, we are on approval of agenda?
Yes.
Okay.
So I move that we move forward.
This is Nia. Let me recognize you.
Please, go ahead.
I just looked now at my laptop. I've been here all day. And it says that the nominations are due for the 15th. Can that be a discussion on the agenda? Please?
That is on the agenda under old business,
okay.
Item C, selection process and deadlines for affiliate directors.
Oh, I apologize. Could you please email me that, Teresa? Is it possible?
Sure.
Nia.Bediaco?
Sure.
DNBCCA?
You should be. Are you not getting not getting things on the listserv? I will send it again. No problem.
I didn't get today's agenda either. I don't know.
No, the only thing I got was from Sirius, where they sent us a reminder that the meeting is today. That was all I got.
Okay. I will send it out again. Not a problem. Right. It is going out. It's dated. Its subject matter is Affiliate Task Force 1112 of 09. And I'm
okay.
Sending out to Affiliates Committee at Yahoo Groups. And I will, Nia, send it out additionally to you personally to the address that I have, unless
okay.
It's changed.
What do you have?
NBDIACO, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that on, I don't want to say it on the public because we're being streamed.
That's all right. It's actually my name spelled out, Nia.Bediaco.
Oh, it's got a dot there?
It's NIA.Bediaco. That one, NBediaco, has been defunct.
NIA?
Yeah.
Dot Bediaco. And then the
right.
same
and
ending
the
that
same.
You had before.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is it?
Yes.
May I continue? May I continue?
Please.
In terms of that's an old business, where on the agenda is that exactly? What number? Like number 9 out of 10, 6 out of 10?
No, it's number 7, new business.
I think maybe we should move that up since the deadline is so close.
Well, the items on the agenda are approve agenda, approve minutes, report from chair, report from coordinator, old business, and we had an item of adopting affiliate stations, which I really don't think we need to address. Then we have the report from the subcommittee and a proposal from the subcommittee. And then we have the selection process and deadlines. And then that's the three items under old business. And then then set the next meeting and adjourn.
So did you still feel that it needed to be moved up, Nia? Maybe if you tell me what your concern is, maybe I can help you to. Decide.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the agenda as read.
Is there any unreadiness?
Oh, you're asking a question, so I was answering you.
We didn't hear you, Nia.
No. If she asked me, did I have a concern? So I was answering her. I just wanted to, would we get to it? And since the 15th is Sunday, have people been communicated with? Because today is the 12th. So I just wanted to make sure that we got to it. Maybe we need a motion to extend or something, because I don't know, are people aware of it?
Yeah, they're aware.
Where
would you like to move it?
Oh, boy. If you guys can hear me, then go ahead, because my phone keeps tripping out. I'm going to call back.
Yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear us? Can you hear us, Nia? Okay. We don't need a second.
Madam,
is there any objection to proceed to approving the agenda as it was read and is posted? Hearing no objections, then we'll proceed with the agenda as was read and posted. So the next item would be
approval of minutes.
The approval of the minutes for September 10th and October 8th of 2009. I don't have either of those.
They're
so
attached to the they're attached to the agenda at the bottom.
They're not attached to my agenda.
Madam Chair, I do know that the October 8th minutes were sent out, and I can give you the date, but they were sent out in October before our last meeting. Can we at least approve those?
I'm opposed to approving minutes that folk haven't read. It's,
well, how
you
can
know,
you make them read it? She's been sending them out. I don't understand.
I haven't seen them. I look for the minutes.
Okay. Madam Chair, I can appreciate the fact that when I sent out the minutes last time, I accidentally sent the September minutes from 08 rather than 09. That was my error. And I've just resent them. Since you still do not see them, I do know that I sent out the October 8th of 09 minutes. So I move that we approve those.
I don't have either one of them.
I'm looking at an email from Teresa to the Affiliates Committee at Yahoo Groups.
On what date?
October 9th. And it says, attachments. Sophia asked me to attempt to set up another task force meeting next week. Can we try 8 p.m. Eastern, October 15th? And then I will add process for nominations, interviews, and selection of affiliate directors to the agenda. Attachments, two files. One is 9/10/09 affiliate task force draft minutes. The other attachment is 10/8/09, affiliate task force draft minutes.
Maybe people didn't
see it because it's all squished in with the Yahoo groups and, you know, all that stuff that you get on the bottom of emails.
And then when I tried to send them out the second time, just before the next meeting, I accidentally attached the wrong one. But If I can believe what you're saying, Chandra, we've actually sent them out twice, actually three times.
What I'm going to do is I'm opening the file and then going to forward it to the Affiliates Committee, and I'll do one for the 1 month and one for the other month, and hopefully that'll work. I'm opening up the file as a Word document.
That would be helpful. I have an old computer which doesn't...
Does it get Word?
No, Word is what it gets.
Okay.
And, Madam Chair, I have not finished the minutes from October 15th. This is my error. I can report that we had no official resolution come out of executive session, to my knowledge. And all I can do is say I can finish up those minutes tonight and send them out, but I would ask to postpone approval of the minutes from October 15th until our December meeting.
Well, I would ask to postponement of the three sets of minutes until the December meeting to give people time to read them.
Well, Madam Chair, how do you want to handle these resolutions? I made a resolution first, and yours encompasses both mine. You want to vote on them separately? Can we vote on them one at a time, or do you object to that?
Doesn't matter. What I'd like to know is what is the problem that you see with simply addressing minutes that folk have not at this point read after they've had opportunity to read them, which would be December? I'd like to know what your objection is to allowing people an opportunity to read the minutes before they vote on them.
I don't have a problem with that, Madam Chair, except that as Chandra Hopman just called to our attention, the minutes of September 10th and October 8th actually have been sent out. They were sent out on October the 9th.
We spent a significant amount of time at the start of this meeting talking about the two committees competing for a significant number of the interest of a significant number of the members of this committee, the competition between the governance committee and the affiliates task force. We have members here tonight on the governance committee that have not previously been here and who have not seen the minutes, regardless of when they were sent out. It would seem to me an accommodation, if not a basic courtesy, to allow them the opportunity to review them and to vote on them in December. It's not like they're going to spoil or go away or anything like that.
That's not a problem, although I would like to call it to the chair's attention and to the task force's attention that, to my knowledge, the governance committee meetings did not conflict with affiliate task force meetings until last month. And we have scheduled the affiliate task force meetings well more than 8 months in advance. We have routinely met on this date, and we only met on a different date as a matter of an additional meeting last month when we had a meeting just before the PNB meeting, so we scheduled an extra meeting.
Is that an argument against extending this courtesy to these members?
I don't mind extending the courtesy to these members, but if anybody has not received the minutes and it's an issue with them, all they had to do is call me, and I would be happy to send them out personally, directly.
We'll keep that in mind in the future.
So the chair moves that we postpone the approval of the minutes from September 10th, October 8th, and October 15th and 9th until the
December. That's correct.
I'm just formatting them into a Word file, and at least everybody will get them in a few minutes.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. As for the report from the chair, I'm not sure that there's really anything new for me to add beyond having resent out the notice for for nominations, and there was some problem at the beginning about whether or not Richard was going to receive them, as opposed to myself receiving them, since the normal procedure would be that it would go to the secretary. And as
of
a potential candidate, the secretary of the PMV, that's correct. And given the possibility of my running, then it would obviously be a conflict of interest to have them sent to me. So Richard will receive them with a copy to Grace, which would got Grace would have, as board chair, would have gotten a copy anyway. And then the next step is after the 15th midnight Pacific time, then Richard will put them all together and send them out to the PMV members, with the exception of David and myself, assuming that David and myself run for re-election. And then the board chair will schedule interviews, and thereafter the board will elect the two affiliate directors. So the first notice went out October 13th. That's when I sent it out. I believe Ursula sent one out the same time or soon, just about before or soon after. Do you remember the date that you sent out the initial notice, Ursula?
No, not exactly. But I do want to say, just for clarification, a minor correction, which is the reason I sent out why I didn't put your name on it was not because you might not or be running or not. I literally just got the wrong information. I made inquiries as to who the secretary was, and the person who told me it was Richard thought he was the secretary. So it was really more just a kind of a clerical error that occurred. Mm.
Isn't Richard Uzell the secretary of the board, Madam Chair?
He's not. He's the recording secretary. I am the corporate secretary. So he will. So that's not a problem. That's the notice that I gave initially as well, that it would be him, and I've confirmed it with him. That he should be expecting to receive whatever nominations there are. And he would proceed in the manner that that I just described, which is the standard procedure. Beyond that, there isn't any information peculiar to affiliates that I think necessary to report at this time.
May I ask a question, Sophia?
Please.
How many has Richard received? Do you know? Has he gotten any nominations?
No, I don't know. I know that at one point there was at least one, and that's I mentioned earlier, that there was some question about whether or not she should come to me or should go to him, and so I made sure that it went to he and Grace in order to make sure that the procedure was followed, that the the system, integrity of the system was maintained.
Could I ask a follow-up question?
Go on.
Yeah. Do you think it should be extended? Just one application so far? Do you see for an opportunity?
Well, it's been out there by Sunday it'll be actually more than a month, and it's been on every list that we have access to. It's been on the GRC list. It's been on the Pacifica Network GM's list. It's been on the affiliates list. So, I mean, it's not been an easy thing. If you talk to other people who've recruited folk to
they don't want to do it.
To be on the,
I wonder why.
The Pacifica board, it not been an easy task. It really has not been easy getting people to volunteer and get nominated. Even the people who convinced me that I should run would, I'm sure, tell you that it was not an easy job. So, who's come on?
Vajra Togauer from New York.
Hi, Vajra. So, we encourage you to encourage other people. You know, see who you can scrounge up and whose arm you can twist and get them to get nominated. They've still got, what, today is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and it doesn't close until midnight Pacific time on Sunday. So,
oh boy. How do you find these people? How would you, because I know the bylaws talk about the association, how would you find people?
Well, if I could say something, historically we had an association within the affiliates who did that, but they were overridden by the PNB, and so if they're not going to be listened to, they don't want to take the time to do the work. I mean, among the affiliates, they chose somebody, you know, they chose several people, and the PNB overrode them, and so they felt, okay, their voice isn't being heard, and so now it's not being heard. That's what we have.
Yes.
I think the PNB needs to understand that when they take actions, actions have counteractions.
Nia?
Yeah?
Did you say?
Yeah.
You,
who was it that was speaking?
Dina.
May I crosstalk? Is it okay?
Yeah, please, go ahead.
Yeah. What do you mean, Dina, when you said that the association was overruled? Overruled by which PNB? I don't understand.
There was an association of, 13 or 15 affiliates. And the association themselves solicited among a lot of different affiliates. This goes back, I think it was 2 years ago. And they recommended several people, and the PNB, the PNB has a right to vote, but they have to understand that if they're not going to listen to affiliates, in essence, that the affiliates react to that. So the association has disbanded, and now you're dealing with, there is no network. Somehow people have this feeling we own, that somehow there's a network out there of affiliates. The network is individual stations who collectively make up affiliates. And they don't talk to each other necessarily. This particular association was formed by people who did talk to each other.
Well, I think that there is more discussion that goes on in an informal way then and has a substantive impact, then is generally recognized. It is, and there was some discussion about proposing a bylaws change that would require the some form the PMB to take notice of some formal designation by some entity, but it never. We were never able, we meaning those of us on the task force who began talking about that, never got comfortable with what we wanted to ask the what we wanted to say to the PMB and ask the PMB to do in that regard. So when we went through that whole bylaws amendment process, I believe it was last year, that particular bylaw was not introduced. So what we wind up with is the affiliates who have an interest in becoming involved in the Pacifica governance process volunteering and getting nominated and hoping that the board members will elect them. So we'll see what happens. With this election, and perhaps that issue can be revisited, but it has to be done with respect for the either the existing bylaws or a proposed bylaws change.
Right. So
does that answer your question?
Yeah. So then so I'm thinking now, because as a director, I did not know that. And
you didn't know what?
I didn't know that all of this was going on with the association being disbanded. That's the first time I've heard of that, and with things.
Yeah, but
we only have one.
It's not a.
Go ahead.
It's not. To say that the association was disbanded because the PMB didn't accept its recommendation. I don't know. It sounds like it was more involved than it actually was. One of the issues with the alliance was the question of satisfaction of the bylaws requirements, and which are listed in the notice for the nominations, and the alliance itself not having been able to meet those requirements, a part of it having to do with the bylaws of the alliance. And there was a discussion at the, I guess it was the last GRC, which is where the alliance normally seems to meet to discuss such issues, did not feel that there had been adequate notice provided an opportunity to review potential bylaws so as to formally institutionalize itself.
Okay, I got you. So maybe I'm thinking, maybe I'd like to make a motion that we recommend to the PNB that it be extended for maybe a week or so to try to see if we could get more people to apply.
Well, we don't know that that's to be the case at this point in time. This was the point at which I had that information was very early on in the process. I don't know what has happened over the past 4 weeks. Was there someone else who wanted to speak?
Yeah, this is Ursula.
Go ahead.
Nia, I kind of wanted to raise another aspect of this that just is a little bit of a red flag. I mean, part of the issue that I think Dina was referring to is I do think that it there could be a problem with extending it, which would be the perception that the PNB is recruiting board members, because there is I have been told by a significant number of affiliates in regarding to this PNB issue that there is sensitivity about the feeling that affiliate board members are recruited by the PNB instead of sent by affiliates, because there's a fear that the affiliate board members are seen as swing votes.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is a, you know, a danger that if you extend this nomination period when some people appear to have come forward already and actively recruit board members, that it kind of gets into an area where there has already been some sensitivity expressed. And I bring this up because it does, in fact, impact affiliate relations with Pacifica. And, you know, I'm aware of that because I'm the person who, you know, has to work with them and make sure they're you know, satisfied in their relationship. And that has come up a number of times. So I just wanted to raise that red flag, put that into the conversation as a possible pitfall to that.
Wow. That's really a pity, because that was not my sole intent. As I said, I didn't, when Fia mentioned one person, it just seemed like there should be more people interested. That's my motivation for doing it, to say, look, folks, we've extended the deadline. If more people would like to apply, you know, so forth and so on. But if you think enough outreach has been done, then that's fine. That was my intent. I don't know what, I hear what you're saying, but, you know, I guess, you know, that's people's reality.
Yeah, clear. I'm not saying that was your intention. I'm just saying, you know, these things tend to play out that way, so I wanted to bring it into an awareness, just how these things can play out sometimes. That's all. In no ways was I saying that was your intention.
Right. But it's according to how, I guess, the way in which we would say it. But it's good to know that. So if it is extended, to explain why, just to get a good cross-section of applicant. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. That's the extent of my report. So unless someone else has any other questions, then I would yield to Ursula at this point. Yes.
Madam Chair, has someone else come on the line? Because I thought I heard someone come on earlier.
That was Vajra.
Okay, no problem. Madam Chair, if you want me, I could ask the recording secretary how many applications have been received and send that number to the task force tomorrow morning.
I would prefer that we stay out of the electoral process.
Okay.
If there are people that we would like to encourage, that we do that, but beyond that, I think I think the point that Ursula makes is well taken.
Okay.
And it's certainly one with which I agree.
Well, in the future, we might want to encourage the secretary to stay on top of that situation so we don't find out at the deadline that we didn't have enough applications.
The secretary of the PNB or the secretary of the task force?
The secretary of the PNB.
I think you're missing the point that a very critical point, and it's not just a point that Ursula is making. But it is, in fact, a major concern, and it was certainly a concern of my own, and one that I have struggled mightily to overcome as a representative for affiliates, and that is to make sure that the interest of affiliates is interwoven in the well-being of Pacifica, and that it's not just a quote-unquote swing vote or placeholder vote.
I agree with that completely.
I think that the it's not the job of the PMB secretary to recruit potential nominees. It's the job, at a minimum, of the task force to recruit potential candidates. So
I agree,
between the two secretaries, I think that the it would be more, although I don't think that, I think it's really a general member, task force membership responsibility than either secretary.
I think perhaps in the future, the task force secretary could ask the PNB secretary to tell us a week before the deadline if that person has received any, so we don't find out on the deadline that we have, you know, an inadequate number of applications. Right now we have no idea. And I'm not talking about soliciting more. I'm just saying giving us an update as to, you know, maybe for some reason there was a problem with the email and nobody was notified, for example. I'm just saying we might want to ask the secretary a week before the deadline to give us a report on whether they have any. Just an idea.
Would it be the again, you know, I have a problem with interjecting into the electoral process.
Never mind.
But maybe it's a question that would be that ought be posed to the governance committee as to what would be the appropriate way of monitoring the process.
This is George. I came in late on the conversation.
I thought someone else came on other than Vajra.
Deb's here too.
Okay.
When is the deadline? When was the deadline?
The deadline is Sunday, the 15th.
And we don't know how many people have actually applied.
No, we don't.
I happen to know one because I got an inquiry. I don't know whether...
Well, maybe that means two.
I don't know whether the application is complete. I just know that this person submitted paperwork.
Do you and David have to reapply?
Yeah.
Have you done so?
No.
Oh, dear, really?
Not yet.
Well, we might have lots of applications. We just don't know.
Right. So the question posed was how to go about, in some sort of ethical way, drumming up interest in being a affiliates representative on the PMB?
That is a question, but the question that we were discussing at the moment was whether or not it was proper for the secretary of the task force to contact the secretary of the PMB to see if and how many nominations there are. And my thinking is that we need to stay out of it. If we want people to apply, then we should encourage people to do that as members of the task force committed to the health and well-being of the affiliates program. But beyond that, there's an independent process at work. And that's why when you apparently came on when I was saying that how we resolve that, and perhaps we should discuss that or refer it to the governance committee so that you all could give guidance to both the task force and the PMB as to how to address it.
Okay. Well, it actually doesn't seem like much of an issue for the governance committee. I mean,
Well, where else would it go?
Well, I don't see what the issue is. I mean, as you say, if you want people to apply, enroll them. I mean, anyone can do that, and I don't see any rules that need to be applied for that. I mean, if you know someone who could be eligible, ask them to apply. I mean, if you're concerned that we routinely we're not going to get enough people doing it because there aren't enough people sort of beating the bushes for others, then maybe that is something to be taken up, but we don't even know that that's true yet, do we?
Madam Chair?
Teresa, go ahead.
Perhaps.
Are you done, George?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Teresa.
Perhaps we could ask PNB Director Ryder to contact the recording secretary and just see, or maybe just stay on top of the situation, because come Monday the 16th, if we don't have at least two applications, then the recording secretary needs to get with the affiliates coordinator to send out another solicitation.
I think you're...
Well, is anyone going to follow up if we don't? Who has the responsibility to follow up?
The chair of the PNB.
Okay, fine. Then I'm assuming the recording secretary will get with the chair of the PNB on Monday and tell that person what nominations we have, and they'll go from there. Right?
I think so.
Okay.
Okay, Ursula?
Hi. My report is going to be a little bit longer today than usual because Afia asked me to describe the portal project a little bit during this meeting, and I'll try to be concise, but it's hard to be real brief with that. But before I do that, I do want to say something that about the meeting in September, at the end of the task force meeting in September. I did make some negative comments about Afia after the meeting, and I want to take responsibility for those negative remarks and apologize for those. And I was speaking out of the heat of the moment, and I was affected by things that were said at the meeting, but I probably should have held my tongue under the circumstances. And so I did want to say that. And I believe that Afia and I, that you and I basically do share common ground, and as I said to you privately, I think that I've come to realize that with what we do, there is bound to be tension between us. But I do really believe that we share an interest in making the affiliate network strong, and are working towards that. So I wanted to acknowledge that. That I did make remarks that I want to apologize for.
Your apology is accepted.
In any case, the what the Portal Project really is a project to plan the build out of PacificaNetwork.org into a website that will basically be a portal into a larger understanding by the public of the impact of the collective website or the collective network that we have at this point. It's a big project and with an ambitious concept, and we've been working away trying to find a way to articulate it in a thoughtful and clear manner and articulate it in a progression of projects that seem reasonable and sustainable financially and staff-wise. So the basic idea is
Well, parts of the portal, part of the website would be visible to the public, and there would also be non-visible parts of the website, and the visible parts would be to their purpose would be to raise the profile of Pacifica Network by offering radio content online from our network, from our entire network, to raise public awareness of local stations' contribution to building community and to build a stronger connection between those between our stations and those who support local community radio and would support it if they knew more about it. And the hidden part of the website would be administrative functions to create systems for network building and to provide packets of content management that would enhance the websites of the individual stations. So some of the aspects of the portal would be more apparent through the local stations' websites than through our own. The idea is to really support each station locally, not to, you know, detract from them with a big website that's going to in some way compete with them.
I missed that. Would you say that again, Ursula?
Well, that a large part of the website is really the idea is to devise systems that will supplement local stations' websites. We're in terms of entry points of the portal, we're imagining people coming to the portal more through the local websites of stations than through our own mm-hmm. standalone website. Mm-hmm. The idea is not to compete with the stations in the network, mm-hmm. but to bring the resources of the network to their websites and to support their local fundraising efforts with national network capacity. And so specifically, now in doing that, you know, the main bottom line goal is to create a place where projects performing these services for our station can collect. So it's the kind of a project where the sky's the limit. I mean, my experience in doing these things is that you kind of create a place for people to come together and believe in the network, and then, you know, you wait and see what happens. And people bring their creativity and their ideas to it, and it grows on its own in many ways. So, you know, we understand that by creating this portal, we're really kind of inviting a lot of good ideas to come into being. Ideas that have been brought forth so far, and Chandra's familiar with some of this because Chandra, you helped me kind of connect with stations about a year ago to gather ideas. Some of the ideas that are in the forefront of this is delivering grassroots content online. One of the things that's happening right now pretty often is that stations or producers that put their content in AudioPort are requesting that we also, you know, that we remove the password protection so that the public can listen to their content as well as, because right now AudioPort only allows, it's a wholesale facility, it only allows stations to take the content to put on the air. And now producers are starting to write to me and say, you know, can you remove the password so that, you know, I can make my content available to the public? And that's a growing question that's coming. And we don't want them to use AudioPort for that purpose. That just, it kind of wouldn't work legally and logistically. It is clear that we've reached a point where there's a lot of producers inside the network and independent producers who would like to make their content available under the Pacifica brand.